Some people live out their lives mostly through their emotions. Carers and givers are people like that. They're what I call heart people. Others, however, are more rational people. They use their mind much more than their heart. Well, today we're going to meet one of those, the practical server, and we'll discover not only their natural strengths, but also their natural limitations and how they can overcome them. G'day, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to today's episode of A Different Perspective, the next program in a series of messages that I've called, yep, Old Dogs Can Learn New Tricks. Over these last couple of weeks, we've been taking a look at the different personality types, their strengths and their weaknesses, the ones that are talked about in Romans chapter 12 of the New Testament. Personality types in the Bible? Really? Sure. Although theologians, I guess, refer to them as motivational giftings, it's the same thing. It's about how each one of us is naturally wired on the inside. It's pretty obvious, isn't it, that we're different. The one that always stands out to me is the leader. You can tell whether someone is a natural leader or not. Sometimes in politics, a person ends up heading a political party, and try as they might, they will never be a leader. They don't tend to last very long. You see it in business as well. Someone gets promoted into management because they did such a great job at the lower level, but when they become a manager, all of a sudden, people realize that person just doesn't have it. And today we're going to talk about the practical server personality type. This person is someone who operates mainly through their mind. They're a rational thinker rather than an emotional person. And what we're going to discover about them is not only their natural strengths, but also the flip side of that coin, their natural weaknesses and limitations and what they can do to overcome them. But before we do that, let's just dive back into Romans chapter 12, where the Apostle Paul talks about our motivational giftings, or today what we refer to as our different personality types. Here's what he actually says. For as in one body we have many members, not all of the members have the same function. So we who are many are one in the body of Christ, and individually we're members of one another. See, we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith. Ministry in ministering. The teacher in teaching. The exhorter in exhortation. The giver in generosity. The leader in diligence. The compassionate in cheerfulness. As I've said before, I love this because it provides us with a biblical understanding of something that we kind of already intuitively know, that we're all different. And that each one of us needs the other people around us who are wired differently to the way we're wired. I'm a leader. That's my primary personality type. But I need carers and encouragers and servers and givers and teachers around me, not just to help me in my limitations, but to do the things that I'm not naturally good at doing. We each need each other. That beautiful plan is from God. It's a plan of love for community. Thank you, Jesus. So today, we're going to take a look at the practical server and how they can overcome their inherent weaknesses, because way too many people are being robbed day after day of the amazing life that Jesus came to give them by the consequences of their weaknesses. Now, where do we find the practical server in that list in Romans chapter 12? Well, it's in verse 7. It's the one who ministers. The minister should get on and minister, it says. Now, this is something referred to as the gift of administration by some people, but I think that's too limiting. What I've done is to break the minister or the server into two personality types, because they're actually two different manifestations of this gift. Some servers are practical, others are theoretical. They're actually quite different. We'll talk about the practical server today and the theoretical server another time. So, are you one of these types of people? Are you a practical server? Or maybe someone you know or work with is a practical server? Well, here are some attributes of the practical server that will help you figure out whether this is you that we're talking about today. Practical servers are first and foremost rational thinkers. They seem to have a knack for thinking through detailed problems and coming up with solutions in a way that other people around them just don't. They tend to be warm, loyal, supportive, and faithful people, the sort you'd love to have in a close group of friends. When they make choices, practical servers sometimes doubt their own decisions because they're so often thinking about what could go wrong. Why? Because, you see, they're constantly thinking through the detail. And because they see all the detail, they sometimes experience doubt and anxiety. Practical servers make detailed plans and stick to them. They're like neat and tidy and well-ordered. That's how their environment is at work, at home, in the car, everywhere. And at work, they like to have clear guidelines and boundaries provided by someone more senior. They like to know where they stand, what their boundaries of operations are. When they have that, they are fantastically reliable team members. If you're a practical server, those behaviours, at least in part, will really resonate with you. One of the key people that works here on our team at Christianity Works is a woman called Joy. She's been on our team for about 6 years, and she's responsible for all the production and distribution of all these radio programs and transcripts and booklets and books that I write. She has a massively complex job shipping different programs to over 1,100 radio stations and outlets right around the world. She is the most faithful, reliable, delightful person. But right from the outset, when I first interviewed her for the job, she said to me, "I need to know the boundaries within which you want me to operate. Once I know that, I'll do a great job." You know what? She was absolutely right. She is a mature, practical server. Now, like all the other personality types, though, the practical server does have some natural limitations. Here they are. They try to overcome their anxiety by being overly busy. Immature people in this personality type sometimes deceive themselves and others to get what they want. They search for security by trying to be someone else, and when they're really under pressure, they desert their natural strength area of being analytical and cautious and become impulsive risk takers. They can become suspicious and defensive, particularly where there's a change afoot that may impact them. And ultimately, they can become angry and critical if they don't get their own way. All of these are natural outworkings of the fact that they are people who focus on and deal with the detail really well. But the detail, you see, can become overwhelming for them if all you see is the detail. Remember interviewing a man called Luke on this program some years ago who was a practical server. This is exactly what he said to me. "The thing I really struggle with is that I get overwhelmed when too much is happening at once. I need to do one thing at a time, so I've got to be focusing on one thing. I can't be spreading myself out trying to do lots of different things." For the rest of us who don't spend so much time thinking through the detail, we can be completely oblivious to that. Or we can become critical of the practical server for not being able to juggle multiple balls in the air at the same time, the way another personality type might be able to do. It's an important thing for all of us to remember. For the person who's immersed in detail, too much detail at the same time can be completely overwhelming and debilitating. The key to overcoming this is for the practical server to become more tolerant and empathetic. It takes some work, which will help them to be more relaxed and more positive. Sometimes they can get a bit paranoid, reading things into situations that just aren't there. Is that you? Here's the answer. Replace that by deliberately choosing to become more trusting of other people. Just because they can't see all the detail that you can see doesn't mean that they don't know what they're doing. And when you're being swamped by the detail, try to look at the big picture. I know it's hard for a practical server to do, but the more you get a feel for the context, the less worried you're going to be with the detail. Okay, that may feel a bit like teaching an old dog new tricks, but you know something? We all need to learn a thing or two. Otherwise, we'll continue to feel the consequences of our natural weaknesses and limitations. It's all about growing in maturity. It just turns out that each different personality type has different areas in which they need to grow. This series of messages is called Yes, Old Dogs Can Learn New Tricks. And what we're doing in this series is stepping through each of the personality types or motivational giftings in Romans chapter 12, looking at how each one of those can learn some new tricks to overcome their natural weaknesses and limitations and be all that they were made to be in Christ. Now, each one of these messages is available online at ChristianityWorks.com. Just click on the A Different Perspective section on the homepage and you'll see this week's series. Have a listen to any of the programs, read the transcripts, even subscribe to the podcast, and don't forget to have your say about the program at the bottom of the page. I really want to know what you think. That's all at ChristianityWorks.com. I'm Bernie Diamond. The Lord bless you heaps. And let's catch up again same time tomorrow as we take another look at your natural weaknesses and strengths from a different perspective.